Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, welcome back to John Deere Day on Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby. Senior Benefit Solutions of West Texas, this is Medicare. You're not old enough for Medicare yet, are you?
Well, let's don't talk about
but
that.
But you won't know what to do when you get there, because nobody does. But these people do. This is Laurie Kasler and Tanya Blackburn, and they know what to do with Medicare and how to get you best coverage and cover all the loopholes, all that kind of stuff, and get you the best price, too. So go see them. Senior Benefit Solutions of West Texas are located at 2513 86th Street, and they have a phone number, too. Most people do. But their number is 806-781-3904, 781-3904. Well, Kent Jackson's here. It is John Deere Day, and we have a lot of farmers that listen to our show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because
Well, I'll just say this. I saw Brazos' folks leave it out there. I told him, I said, man, I had a lot of respect for him to begin with, but I said, anybody can handle David Thetford like
no.
at your age. Because, man, there's some guys like me and Strunk and a bunch of us that would have loved, to have that composure years ago. But, boy, he's a champ, and I really appreciate them. They are fantastic people, but I really appreciate the fact his mom and daddy didn't tell you just how good a recruiter I am, because his brother is a John Deere technician.
Oh, is he?
He's training to be a John Deere technician. But our friends, our competition to the north, beat us to him, and we couldn't talk him into coming into with us. But we'll just keep working on him. Maybe we'll get him one of these days. But
right.
he's in the John Deere Tech program for Western Implement, and we talked to him as well. But the Western had already approached him, and so he stayed with them. And but he's going to be a dandy.
Is all your clothes green now?
Oh no.
Okay,
no,
you
no,
have
no.
other colored clothes.
No, they're good to us. They let us wear a lot of different colors. So. That's what shocked me. This shocked me the first time I walked in one of their stores on a Friday. They all had on red, you know.
Oh, and the John Deere place.
Internationals used to be red, you know,
yeah.
And Case
right.
still is. And it surprised me, but it just shows the kind of people they are, because it's for military appreciation. And so all of our parts guys have on red shirts with a United States flag on them on Fridays. So it's a pretty neat deal.
All right. So the reason Kent Jackson's here is not to talk about John Deere, although that.
Well, real quickly, if we brought you a green TNA cap, would you wear it to work? We got
would
some.
You?
I guarantee. Well, I don't care what color it is. If it's you guys,
no,
I'll
I
wear
got
it.
I got a green one in the pickup. I'll get it at the break.
You bet. That's
because
awesome.
Nobody wants it, but
no,
it's not bright green. It's Kelly.
I'd be honored.
Kind of this color green.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
Well,
that does have TNA on it.
We're good.
But we put our names up there so that
I took you as a cap guy, but you don't have a cap on.
I
today.
Don't have a cap on this morning. No, I haven't ever. I'm not a real big cap guy. But
did you just get a haircut?
That's a solar panel. I keep that. Yeah, I leaned right over my sink and cut it. That I guarantee you. Get that number one blade and go to work. It's pretty easy.
Of course, I got experience with Coach Jackson when he was at Coronado, and absolutely one of the finest men, one of the finest coaches, and inspirational. If I had to describe you in a word, it would be inspirational.
Well, that's very kind of you
and
to
say. And
that's
a good word for you, because
well,
you are.
I appreciate that.
I got to even talk to his team one time down at San Angelo.
Exactly right.
Called us into the locker room for the game.
That's right.
Because we got beat. Didn't call me back anymore. That was a tough place to play.
Yeah, I just tell you, Coach Ball said some really nice things about me the other night in front of everybody, and I just thought, man, if that guy'll say that, because he should have fired me about eight times, because there were some nights that were really, really tough for us, and I know it was tough for him, but we just kept trying to do it the right way, and those kids did. They hung in there. It was a lot of fun. We were very blessed to get to serve here for
33 years.
Yeah, boys, what a run. It was a good time.
Really fun. You're from Seminole. He's
yes,
from
sir.
Seminole originally. He's
yes,
an
sir.
Indian.
And got to go finish up there.
So, and got to go home to finish up. That's not many people get to do that, Coach.
No, you don't.
And your parents are still there?
Yes, sir. And they're, in fact, we're all here. Everybody's here.
Everybody's in Lubbock now.
One nephew, and going back to Deere, he works for us for South Plains Implement in Seminole on the parts counter. But everybody else is in Lubbock.
Huh.
And when we all gather up, that's why the other night we had to limit it. We had two tables. We could have nearly filled that room up. There's a bunch of us. And yeah. so it's just such a blessing to still have mom and dad and have them in good enough health.
I saw a bunch of them. They
still get out and go. It's a lot of fun. We're very, very blessed.
Took a while to get to you.
Yeah.
A lot of guys go back to coaching, but I don't get the impression that you're going to. You're still young enough. You got the energy.
You just don't ever know. But the thing is, that's what I tell everybody. I'm still coaching. I feel like I coach every day. And I've talked to the guys that I coached with. It's so funny. I catch myself saying something every day to one of our young techs in the service department or one of our young guys on the parts counter. And I'm saying the same things I did to kids, but now you're asking, talking to them about not leaving the team or doing a better job of the team, but it's deals same that stuff. Affect them as grown men, I mean, it's not any different. And as well as I do, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If it works right, just talking about that the other night, which Taylor was at the banquet on his award, it's a team. Everybody works together. Yep. And so when it's right, it's the way it is. And so that's what I do. I try to encourage a lot of our young guys, especially that I help recruit and get in our shops and try to keep
coach them up.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, another thing other than being inspirational, Kent Jackson is just fun to be around. I mean, you just bring an energy and excitement and you're fun. I've never been, you just always are that way. And that's a real good trait because a lot of people get down and like Eeyore, you're Tigger all the time.
Well, that's funny you say that. My volleyball coach at Sweetwater, I talked about that all the time with my coaches. We'd meet, and I'd use that as the example. I'd always say, I'd much rather y'all be like Tigger than Eeyore. I don't want you dragging around. Coach Taylor, I used to work for at Odessa High, one of the greatest guys that ever coached this game. He'd always tell us, before we'd go out, he goes, hey, got those pockets on those shorts, but I'm telling you, I'll sew them shut if I see you with your hands in them.
Is that right?
Oh, he wanted us going. He wanted our grease hot. That's what he would say.
He wants your grease hot.
And so we tried to coach with hot grease. But anyway, I said that about my volleyball coach at Sweetwater, Liz Miller, one of the sweet ladies that I got to work with. One day I'm in there, we're in the middle of 2-a-days, and she and my softball coach, Christy Adams, knock on the door, and I said, Coach, you got them in? I said, yeah, they've got a box. And they both got funny looks on their faces. I'm like, what are y'all up to? And they said, just open it. I opened the box, and it's a stuffed Tigger and a stuffed Eeyore. And they'd heard me talk about that so much. But I'd had me an Eeyore day because everybody thinks that was all sunshine and roses. But there was a few days that there were some people upset with us, Thetford. And so I'd had one of those days. And so she brought me old Tigger and Eeyore. And so I was the only coach in the state of Texas for a long time that had a Tigger and Eeyore in his office. But that was the reminder, man. You better have some energy. So
165, 113, and 1. Is that right?
I don't know.
That's what it says right here.
Well, then I'm sure you're right.
Well, I don't know. I
don't have any idea.
Most recently, you were 34 and 25 in the past five seasons with the Indians.
That's right. That's right. Boy, a lot of fun down there. Boy, we got
great facilities.
Got on a roll. Well, they do, and it's
Wigwam Stadium.
Fixing to get better. Have you heard about that?
No.
Build a new field house down there. Yeah.
Well, thank goodness.
Kyle Lynch, the new soup down there, and Greg Pointer, a good friend of mine, the head coach.
Greg Pointer. Wasn't he a Pampa or somewhere?
Yeah, and out here at Ross, he's a mule shoe,
Roosevelt,
and then went up to Pampa and worked us over at Pampa several nights. But anyway, he was a guy.
They cheat
great,
at Pampa. Yeah. You know that, don't you?
Well, I don't know about
officials
all that.
Do.
They wear green, though, going back to John Deere. No, but Greg, I was tickled for him, and Kyle and Greg have got got that going, and I'm tickled for them. I think I know they had it cleaned off. I drove by, and the old field house was gone, but I think they're fixing to start construction.
Oh, the one you were in?
Yes. Uh-huh. And it was due. I mean, there's no doubt.
They didn't
but it's
put
still
up a
very
plaque
nice.
Or anything about you being there?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I tell you what those boys at Sweetwater did. Shane Mobley, it was my defensive coordinator. He wound up down at Sealy when he left Sweetwater. He was there when they went and made that big run in 17, I think, and went and played for the state championship again. Got beat by West Orange. But anyway, Shane went to Sealy, and now he's down at Ponder or Peaster is the AD now, I believe. But anyway, they redid Mustang Bowl after we left, shortly after we left, and put really upgraded the fence in and all this stuff, and they put this big horse down in the north of the south end zone by the concession stand. It looks cool. Of course, that's one of the greatest stadiums ever. But anyway, old Mobley, somebody popped off about that one time. Mobley said, yeah, Jackson, they got your picture down here. And I said, shut up, Mobley. He goes, yeah, we did it. We redid all this. And this just shows you how much my guys, that's why coaching so much fun, your staff,
you.
How much they respect you. He said, yeah. He said, just come down sometime you get a chance and get him to let you in, go in that south end zone looking at that horse and just get right up under his tail. And that's where they got you. I said, yeah,
that's
thanks,
where they
Shane.
Put your
That's right. That's right. That's probably where I belong. There's no doubt. But no,
that's,
no,
that's pretty funny.
But they kept us humble in Sweetwater because every day that, you know, we'd get to go on Fridays, we'd go talk. They call them the sweaters, all the guys that worried about everything. I didn't call them that, but that's what people in town. But we'd get together with all the guys that really cared about our program, and we'd meet for lunch, and I'd get to talk to them about what was coming up that night. Well, you do that in Bucks. If anybody's been by there,
yeah.
In Bucks, they've got every plaque that of every team that I've ever played. But there's only one picture on the wall in there, and that's Coach Ritchie. And that's who should be on the wall. I love Tom Ritchie.
Up there?
Oh, no. But when you're standing in front of Tom Ritchie's poster, that's right. Yeah. I mean, his picture on the wall right behind you, you're always reminded that, hey, this is a. But it's kind of like Bama. You go to Bama, you know, Nick. And I don't know what they're going to do, but Coach Saban had done all those things. That was still the Bear Bryant Museum, you know?
Yeah.
You're walking there. And I thought, but anyway, it's just funny about coaching. But
I'm so happy talking about that meeting with parents and all that. Were there any bad parents?
No, I mean, there's the thing is, they're
sure
they're
there was,
well, but they're not bad. Nobody's bad. The guy at church in Sweetwater, they know he used to tell me this all the time. Ronnie Williams, a good friend of mine, and he'd meet me when he knew somebody had their grease hot and was stirred up with us, and he knew I was in the middle of one of those deals. He'd come up to me and he'd say, Jackson. And I'd say, yeah, Ronnie. He said, just always remember, when emotion and logic collide, logic ain't ever going to win.
Logic doesn't have a chance.
Can't just figure it out.
And that's what it is. People just get emotional, you know, and I don't blame them. But that's once you have kids, and especially grandkids, that's what I'm surprised about now that we've got some grandkids is that I didn't have more grandparents in my office. Because you think, you think kids are neat. Those grandkids, that's a cool deal.
It
man.
Is really
and
cool
I can
deal.
See myself getting my grease hot about anybody mistreating them, so but I'm sure
I think your kids when you were talking to them before the games, do you think they got lost in your conversation?
Oh, I'm sure
you're
they
so
did.
Dang energetic.
I'm sure they did.
Hard to stay up. You're like, sure, okay, coach, now who we playing?
Hey, this is no joke. We're in Olney, Texas, Stepford. This is true. And we had a long walk from the field house to the field. So anyway, I finally talk our high school principal's just across the street from the stadium, but we're walking two blocks to get to the field house. Finally talk her into letting us in the lobby of the high school. We can just meet there and we'll make the visitors walk two blocks, you know. So anyway, we keep them in there. Right, we're gonna come in right at the game time, man. And it's a big game, and I'm all stirred up about something. And I'm telling the story about burning the boats. This is no joke.
Yeah. Burning
and
the boats.
We're burning the boats. Well, I've got this paper boat we've got built, and I light that sucker on fire in the high school. And I've got me a big metal trash can there.
Yeah.
Well, I drop it in it, and I'll grease it. And I look back, my staff, all I can see is eyes. I mean, it looked like a tree full of owls back there. And I look at them, and they look down, and that whole trash can's on fire. And the smoke alarm's right there, and they think we're fixing to set the whole building on fire, and they're back there waving me off. Like, Coach, we got to go. We got to go. So, anyway, we didn't burn it down, but we did burn the boats, and we won that night, so it was fun.
Well, that was good.
It was fun, yeah.
At the banquet the other night, Pete Christie introduced you, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he did a great job.
He did.
Doesn't he do a great job
he's unbelievable.
With youth sports?
He does such good with high school
sports. Well, and like you talk about passion. Both of you guys talk about enthusiasm. Pete's the same way, you know, and he just shines his light everywhere he goes. And just all the he goes to such great efforts to cover all these coaches, you know,
He does.
Doesn't worry about how big or little the school is, you know. He treats them right and puts them on there and goes to the effort to cover all those games. And
he's a good
promoter.
Right, but why did he introduce you?
How
come I didn't?
Well, that's the thing. That was my problem. And the problem was those four guys
thing.
I talked about. I told Coach Ball to begin with. I said, you four suckers ought to have to get in a room and decide who's going to do it because you ought to try to explain yourselves, you know. But
no
it's just there were so many people that could ask. And I honestly just could not decide. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt, I said, Pete will do a great job. And he's been so good to me and so many other people. But what I didn't realize, and I don't think Pete realized it, you know, he was so excited when I asked him, but as it turned out the other night, he was the only one that was doing sports that night. No help. All the other rest of them were off. He's sweating bullets because the way he thinks we're doing that at 7:45. We're not even close.
Yeah.
You know, and he's worried because he's afraid he's not going to get his sports cast done. And so I was worried about him because I thought he's going to
have to
leave.
Where did they go to do that?
What do you mean?
They
went out to Cooper, I believe, to do the.
It was taped, wasn't it?
Yeah, the intros were taped.
So he could have slipped off.
That's what I told him. I said, Pete, it's done. You know, but they wanted us to step up there and get our picture made with the award and have the person that introduced us, and I wanted that with Pete. But anyway, he could have left because I knew I had plenty of you out there that would have jumped up there and handed me the trophy if I had to. But boy, I was just what a thrill. I mean, that's such an honor, and I meant what I said when. When guys that either hired you or were good enough to, you know, work on your staff or you play against or the businessmen that you work with, you know, even guys like you. There's just so many people have no idea what it takes to run a program and to do what's right for kids. And it takes so many other people. And I've always said it, head coaches get a whole lot more blame than they deserve and they get a whole lot more credit than they deserve, you know, because it takes such a – unbelievable group of people to come together and make it work, and that's what makes it so much fun. And y'all are talking about what you miss. It is. It's your staff, the assistant coaches. But man, you get to sit in a room with guys like Mike Meeks every day and sit in your coach's office.
Isn't Mike the best?
Oh, I'm telling you,
he really is.
Lubbock has no idea how lucky they are to have that guy. Mm-hmm. And you know, and he talked about that. He was really worried because I don't know if y'all remember this. Coach Ball lost an assistant AD late.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting ready to go, and Mike he's coaching his tail off for us, you know, and he asked Mike if he wants to come downtown, and Mike and I had a long conversation about it, and I knew, I said, Mike, the thing is, all of us know, coaches, we've got a shelf life. I said, there's no limit to the good you could do for LISD, and if this is, and that's what I asked him. I said, do you want to be here as long as you can? And he said, yeah. Of course, at that time, neither one of us knew how long Coach Ball was going to be there, but Mark, I'm just so glad.
Mark did a lot of good things.
Oh my gosh, people just don't know how hard he worked. And I remember the first time I met him, he sat down in his office and showed me that board with all the things, the goals he had set that he's going to do, and he got them done. And real credit to him, but a credit to him to go get a guy like Mike to come in and then eventually succeed him. So
real quickly, because I don't want to spend much time on this, but that honor you got, outstanding contribution to amateur football.
Yes, sir.
I've got a pretty good idea that David Thetford will win that award.
I can't believe he's not already on there. I'll be honest.
We'll be right back.
That's enough about that. We'll go on.
Sports Talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, J&W Services, Linko Distributors in Midland, Texas. Brent Beck and Scott Blakely, these are Red Raiders. You talk about Red Raiders. And we were going to Midland, and there's so many Red Raiders down there for the scrimmage today.
Man,
you were going.
I was looking forward to
it. And we didn't get to.
We're looking forward to the drive, but I was looking forward to it.
I know. It's just so fun. So many Red Raiders down there. It's just a great place. And these two are really involved in the oil and gas business in about every way you can think of. And you ought to have them. You know, there's just certain guys you got to have on your team. This company right here can help you in so many ways in the oil and gas business. They ought to be on your team. J&W Services, Linko Distributors, they are Red Raiders, but they'll take care of you other folks too. Mm-hmm. But we're proud of them. They do a great job. Tony Bradford is here, tremendous defensive lineman for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And did you have fun?
Oh, man, it changed my life. It allowed me to see football at a different perspective, at a more professional perspective, because high school was fun, college was amazing, and now you get to see like this. Like high school, you can kind of joke around and stuff. You don't really got to watch film. You just kind of just show up and play, and you just hope that you're better than the guy that you play against. You know, that's in front of you. But in college, it takes more. It takes, you got to watch film. You got to study. You got to know who your opponent is, because you don't think you're gonna make anything special happen on that field.
Yeah, they'll eat you up.
Absolutely,
because they're watching film.
Because they're watching film. They're just as good as you.
Who recruited you?
So I started with Coach Cliff Kingsbury and that staff. They gave me my first official offer here. And then once they kind of departed from the university, I kind of felt like I lost the offer anyway, you know, just kind of how it happens. And I'll never forget it. The day of that, I was finna post on Twitter at the time when it was Twitter. I was finna, you know, post my – because I was a verbal commit already, but I was finna decommit from Texas Tech because I haven't heard from Coach Matt Wells and his staff. And literally that same day, right before I was getting ready to post it, because I was going to post it that night, I was just going to give it some more time, Coach Matt Wells reached out, called me, and told me that he would love to. That day. I had it. I think I still have it written out in my phone somewhere.
The Lord, like, the Lord said, hold on there now, Tony.
I was serious. I was scared because I haven't heard from anybody.
Matt's calling.
Him and his staff, they were here for some time, and I'm like, I'm a verbal commit, and I haven't heard from anybody. So I was kind of – I was scared. I was like, well, I guess we're going to go back to the drawing board. And literally that day – he called me.
They were good people, too.
They were amazing.
He kind of inherited a tough situation.
Oh, man. Shout out to Coach Matt Wells and that staff. You know, they believed in me from jump, and he had a great staff on him. He did some great things for this program. Mm-hmm. You gotta give credit when it's doing. He definitely deserves the credit.
He does deserve credit. Let's talk about Joey McGuire now, because this is a different breed of coach right there. Man,
that's my guy.
What is up
different.
With him? I mean, he's just –
I don't know.
He's so great, it's almost like, how can you be this great?
I keep waiting for him to not be.
I know. I think we all are. Yeah, I think we're all waiting for the day that he shows up just sick to work and he's not that guy. And I've seen him sick and he is still that guy.
Like, well, and he's married to the female version of him.
Oh, man. Yeah.
She's Debbie's
call her
same
Mama
way.
McGuire. That's
tons of energy and excitement.
You should see them both together, golly.
Just energy.
Special.
Yeah, it's entertaining, that's for sure. It's entertainment. They're a great couple, amazing people, and they have a beautiful family, and they love all of us just like like they gave birth to us, and I will forever be grateful for Coach Joey McGuire.
Yeah, I think we've really hit a home run.
Absolutely.
Like getting Coach McGuire here.
Absolutely.
And I think he wants to be here too, Tony, don't you?
He's going to die here.
Like,
he's not leaving. He's not leaving. He's not leaving. Like,
better win.
He has a hard time going to take a vacation. Like, he just don't he don't want to leave Lubbock. And you'll swear he was born and raised there, and he was not.
Yeah.
But he done got here, you know, smelled that West Texas air, and he don't want to go nowhere. It's kind of like me.
Sort of like you.
Yeah, I came from Houston. He came from the Dallas area, and now we're country boys.
Yeah, it's kind of nice up there with no humidity.
Yeah, it's different down there. But I love my city, though.
We're so glad you came here. And
thanks for having me.
It's just amazing the impact that you've had on your teammates and on your team, and now what you're going to do. I think the impact that you're going to have is going to far surpass all of that, which is saying something.
Thank you.
Hey, let's while you're here, because this is sort of new, the last couple of years, the NIL deal coming in and all, and I'm sure it affected you because you could have gone a lot of places and been hired away from here.
Yeah.
And you weren't.
That's a good way to put it.
How is it in the locker room and all that? Because I just sit there and go, okay, this fella's making $200,000. This guy's making $25,000. I think all the tech guys made something, didn't they?
Yeah,
football.
Absolutely. Shout out to the Matador Club for looking out for us, because when they changed our life, and I encourage all Red Raiders to donate to the Matador Club to continue to – so we can continue to have great NIL numbers and be able to invest into these athletes to encourage them to come here, and not only just for the money purposes, but it's so much more that we have to offer.
Way more. We
can compete and give you hundreds of thousands of dollars, but there's nothing like being a Red Raider and graduating from Texas Tech University. And I think NIL has allowed these younger guys to forget, like, that's the main reason we come to college. Like, to play college football, but to also get a degree. I've been in Lubbock for 5 years. I'm going to have 4 pieces of paper walking out of here. Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy, but you can do it. And I think a lot of guys have kind of forgotten that, because all they worried about is the money. Yes, the money is important. I get all that. All that is fun. I had a chance to experience a great time of before NIL and the start of NIL, and now NIL at its top is area now, and it's I like the idea of it, and I think it's just kind of gotten blown out of proportion a little bit.
Yeah, we need to get our
because
arms
I under I understand I understand. I was that athlete that struggled to pay
could've
bills.
Money,
I could have used a little bit of money, and I'm so grateful that I had a chance to experience with the Matador Club and all of the donors who have contributed to our lives. Shout out to those people, because they have changed our lives. But I'm starting to see what's going around the world, and we're. Texas Tech has done a great job with the Matador Club to make sure that all of those problems don't happen here. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate them for that, because you do hear about these kids that's going to all these top-notch schools or so and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars. And it's like, that's cool, but you're only 17 years old. Why are we paying you that much money because you had some good highlight tape at some small town JV field football team and stuff? And shout out to those guys too, because, you know, football is football, but you haven't paid your dues or anything yet, and you're coming to college with these nice cars and everything, and you're 17 years old. And let's not forget, we still have to pay taxes on this stuff.
All right, but you're in the locker room. You're in the locker room, and the guys that, let's just say the old $25,000 a year guy. But do you know that Biff over there is getting 100, and Skippy's getting 150,000? Does everybody know what everybody's getting?
Or word typically gets around in a locker room. Yeah. You're not supposed to really tell your business and your finances like that to anybody.
No, you
like,
shouldn't. That's not, it would be embarrassing for some of those guys that say it'd make everybody mad at them.
Right, like that stuff's supposed to stay between you and whatever company that you sign with or endorsement or so. Only way we should know about your business is if you have to post about it online, because that's a part of the contract. Like you have to promote a car business or promote some shoes or some clothing line, and that's just a part of your contract deal. That's fine. But as far as like getting into specific details on how much you're bringing in to your house or to your family, that's no one's business. That should just stay between you and your family and whoever else you're working with.
You know, you talked about the Matador Club. This is a little brochure I just got this week.
Awesome. Just shout out to the Matador Club. Golly.
I'm telling you, we're in first-class
operation. This is amazing right here,
first-class operation.
Join the club. Everybody, join the Matador Club. Donate. Cool. It's worth it. Continue to help out Texas Tech Athletics. They need it. We need it. Those guys and girls and everybody that's benefiting from it. Yep. Everybody needs it, and you're doing a great thing.
I know your vision, and you see yourself in law enforcement and all, but could you see yourself working for the Matador Club?
I definitely see myself donating however much I can monthly.
I meant working for and helping, because you're the type guy we need out there. You
would be a great one to help bring in people.
So if you just donate $100 a month or whatever much, if it's just $5 or whatever it is, it goes strictly to the funds and benefits of the Matador Club. And as far as working for the Matador Club, I don't see that right now.
Yeah.
You know,
You got your goal.
I got my vision, but you never know what God has planned. So you never know.
Yeah, God would be better than us.
It may be the Bradford Club one day. You never know.
Could be. Well, I got a feeling that you'll make the right decision of what you're going to do.
I hope so. I really do.
It's exciting. See, what do you think about Texas Tech football right now, where we are? And, you know, Coach McGuire's fired up, and he thinks he's going to win the national championship.
As he should
be. To me, I don't think you'll ever win a national championship if you don't think you can.
Absolutely. You have to first believe. That's the first step of anything. Yeah. But guess what? Everybody in the country believes,
that's
right?
The same thing. I tell those kids in the locker room, everybody's having this meeting right now. Everybody's having this talk.
Everybody, as you should. Who wants to play for a guy that's going to come in and say, all right, y'all, I only think we might win 5, but we may get lucky and get to 6. Who wants to play for you? So, of course, you have to aim and shoot for the top of the top. That's natural, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But understand, it takes work. And one thing I know is that regardless of what happens and who gets hurt, no one really cares and stuff. We got to figure this thing out. So, and that's the thing I think a lot of young guys fail to understand, too. They think, like, oh, crap, well, he's coming back another year. I might not even play this year. And it's like, you never know what can happen in football. This dude can go down game one, and we might not see him again until game 6. Like, God forbid that happens to any of our players or so. But, you know, it's just being realistic.
Well, it's going to happen to some.
It happens, man. That's the beauty and curse of the sport. Like, what they say, next man up. Like, and you better make sure that you're ready, because – these 60,000-plus fans that's going to be there for the Jones every game this season, they're going to expect you to know what you're doing. And we're not really going to care that you're 17, 18, 19, freshman year. We don't care.
Yeah.
You're wearing that double T. You got that helmet on. You've worked your butt off to get to this moment. Here you go. Here's your opportunity to shine. And that's all you can ask for in life, is just an opportunity. And these kids will get them.
You know, Coach Knight used to be on our show a bunch, Bobby Knight, and he said, you know, everybody wants to win. He goes, not hardly anybody wants to prepare to win.
Man, that's the stuff that we don't see throughout the season. That's where it starts. As soon as we're back for report day, the work has started right then and there, not only for football, but as far as your academics and personal life as well. Mm-hmm. It takes so much. It's almost draining, but the only time you get to celebrate it is those 11, 12 games for the season. And those games not even guaranteed for you because due to injuries and everything else. But it just takes work from January all the way through the season. It takes work.
All right, we talked about injuries. What's the worst injury? I'm assuming you've had some. Or have you avoided that till
now? I haven't had some that what I've seen happen with some of our guys. I've seen broken legs and all type of things. It's been crazy. But the worst thing I think I had to deal with was the one that required me to get surgery, which was my shoulder. I tore something in my shoulder. I can't remember.
Okay. Labrum.
Labrum, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, it was.
That's the only thing I know.
That'd have been my guess.
Man, I stayed in the training room too. Like, that was my home. I never went home. I was either at the Marshall Sharp Academic Building, at the football facility, either in the training room or in the meeting rooms, or at the cash, eating.
Yeah.
I'm four places. I'm either home or those three locations. And I'm more than likely in one of those three locations. Never really at home besides when I'm going to bed for the night.
You talk about those degrees that you've gotten. You talk about the Marshall Sharp Center, all that. If you don't make your grades and if you don't graduate and all that, it's your own darn fault nowadays.
Absolutely.
They have provided.
You have free tutoring as a student athlete on scholarship.
Yeah.
They're begging you to ask for a tutor.
Yeah. And why would summer you school. Not? Doesn't everybody go to summer school?
You have
school?
To take a couple of classes throughout the summer.
Summer school. If you don't graduate,
I was going to say this a minute ago, Gary, to you, because when you and I were at Tech, and I graduated in 76, Gary was a year after, I think, or somewhere around there.
And I'm so right behind y'all.
Yeah, right behind us.
You're born right behind us.
I just think back in those days, our kids, we didn't go to class like they do today. I think they do better today. I think we had athletes back in our day that didn't go to class ever.
Oh, you're talking about Rodney now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're not supposed to be name dropping.
I wasn't going to say it.
No, it's our buddy.
I know.
But, no, I was a class goer. I went to class. I mean, that's the least I could do.
I never forget telling Coach Paul Randolph, that was my first defensive line coach with Matt Wells' staff. I told him, I said, Coach, my goal is to graduate in 3 years. That staff made that happen. I got my undergrad in 3 years. Coach McGuire helped out in that too because he allowed me to take an extra class in was that for graduate school or was that for undergrad? I can't remember. But I'll never forget one of them spring footballs, I had to show up late for practice
because
I was having one of my in-person classes. It was that forensic science class. I'll never forget it.
They call them in-person classes.
We call them in-person classes.
They were all in-person classes. Maybe that's why we didn't go.
Yeah.
Get tired of this in-person
You have to make it known. This is in-person. That means get your butt up, get dressed, and go to class. It's not online or nothing.
And Coach McGuire let
you. Coach McGuire, man, they approved of it because they knew that I was graduating, and I was like, Coach, this class, unfortunately, is only offered during this time. Can I please take it so I can graduate this semester and not have to graduate in the summer? He said yes. He said yes.
Isn't that something?
He said yes.
I know.
He approved of it.
What coach would do that?
He approved of little old me, who he barely knew, because it was his first time coming in.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's trying to see what he got going on. So spring football is important because now he got to see what he's working with.
Yeah.
He don't know me like that. He didn't recruit me out of high school or anything. All he got to go off of is what he just seen on film, and it probably wasn't even good to him.
And his first impression of you is Tony's scheduling classes during practice.
You know how hard that was to have that conversation with him? He made it so comfortable. He's like, dude, absolutely. And he supports and understands the importance of academics, especially for my life, that he even moved some stuff around to practice just to make sure I still get those reps. So I missed the warm-up, missed the pregame practice or so, but I made it right in time when they were doing one-on-ones, and then I had a chance to do inside run, and he adjusted all that for little old me.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, if you had one highlight, we got 1 minute left, and the music's playing, and one highlight, your biggest memory at Texas Tech football, what would it be? Do you have one that just goes, that was the moment?
My first strip sack fumble, which was against Donovan Smith, who used to be our quarterback.
There you go.
Yeah, versus U of H at our house, and we didn't recover the fumble, and I was pissed. I was pissed at everybody, but it was my first strip sack. I got it on.
Did you talk to Donovan?
Because he was talking crap. He talked crap to Coach Joey McGuire, and I was pissed.
I was
pissed. So I told him, I was like, dude, I got something for you.
Hey, we appreciate
you. And he went to the ground.
You're great. Tony Bradford, everybody. He's going to do great things. Already has.
Sports Talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Bedford and Ashby podcast. from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
All right, to the owner group I didn't finish, ONGRP.com, ONGRP.com. Lubbock Truck Sales, this is Cody Kinsey. And James Kinsey built this amazing company here in Lubbock that sells trucks and tractors and trailers.
And fixes them.
And fixes them. They can do it all out at Lubbock Truck Sales. And people from all over this part of the country come and trade with them because they're such a first-class operation, and they will take care of you. Go, just run by and see them just outside the loop on the Slayton Highway, Lubbock Truck Sales. All right. We do have another special guest that's going to – he can come in. I don't know where he is. He is in the building, isn't he? Is he in the building? Yeah, go get him. He'll be outside if he's not in the building already.
David's got something up his sleeve.
I don't know whether you know this guy. You might know him. You may not. I don't know whether you know. We're going to see if you know him. And it's not a tricky deal. It's not
okay,
a deal.
You got any hints?
It's not a deal to make you look stupid because you're already there.
When he walks in, should I?
I just know whether you'll know him or not. Right. And yeah, you can look at him.
Well, let me tell you what. There's a lot of people if you hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah.
You might have known them pretty well, but
it happens to me all the time. I go, I have to run over to somewhere else and go, who is that?
Yeah.
I know them.
Well, that's your brother, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. Yeah, he's aged.
I remember him.
Yeah.
But.
So is this a person that's aged?
I can't tell you. You're going to have to figure this out when he gets here.
All right.
This will be like that.
He started this yesterday at lunch. There's a mysterious guest coming tomorrow. And you're going to.
Hey,
that's how you're going.
It's like, what's your line? You know, it's like.
Right.
So they had Mickey Mantle on the show on that. And this guy walks in, and the guy's asking four questions and says, I'm hoping it's Mickey Mantle. He knew immediately it was Mickey Mantle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We led him down the road.
So should I shut my eyes?
Yeah, come on.
Is it going to be a mysterious guest?
No, he's not he's mysterious on who he is. He's not weird or mysterious like that.
Will everybody know him and like him?
Everybody knows him except you.
Should I look?
Not yet. Come on over and have a seat.
All right, I'm going to keep my eyes this way.
Okay, I don't know whether you may recognize him. Do you know this guy? Because this will help you if you just know him right off. We won't have to ask any questions.
This is my son, Taylor.
It's your son, Taylor.
Far from it. No,
okay.
I'm complaining to you.
All right, he's going to need it. He's going to need it.
Oh, yeah, you take this.
There we go.
Right. You don't have to take it out of there. Just talking to that silver deal.
Now, I'm from Plainview. Okay. And
which one?
Played baseball, probably?
Played baseball.
You look like a baseball
player.
Played
baseball.
Got a haircut like a baseball player.
I got a pretty wife.
Yeah.
Most
is
of
that
us,
how
most
all
of
happens?
Us do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That plays baseball. Good looking guy. He's got a pretty wife.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works.
Let's just say that.
All you little youngsters out there play baseball.
That's right. Had a dad play at Texas Tech, 72 to. Or 73 to 76.
I played baseball?
Played baseball at Tech.
Are you Tommy McMillan's boy?
I think that was too good of a clue.
That was too easy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Plainview played ball with me, and
There's not a whole lot.
No better guy.
That's right. That's
and a good looking dad and a good looking mom you have.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, how are you doing?
I've
seen you in years.
Super.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we. My wife goes to Bible study with Jan. And
Bible study fellowship.
That's right.
Yeah,
Bible study. I didn't know if I could say Bible study fellowship.
Yeah, you can
but,
say God and Lord.
Well,
yeah.
that's kind of why I like this show.
You can say what you want in here, big boy.
And so Jan just finally made the connection that I was Tommy's son, and she got me in contact with.
He's a faithful listener to our show.
I do listen. If it's not Christian radio, it's. 97.3, and then whenever they go off the air at 9 o'clock, I turn it over to 9:50, and then on Saturday mornings when I'm up going, I'll listen to you guys. So,
that's great.
But it's.
So I called him the other day because we were going to set it up. I told him I'd call him and we'd get it set up, and he was out coaching his 9 and 10 year olds on the field. But his wife texted Jan and. Said he's holding up his phone, showing me that I called.
yeah, I was pretty excited. I told Kelsey, my wife, I said, man, he's got a good voice even on a voicemail. You know,
he does
have a fantastic voice. But yeah, I was showing Jan asked Kelsey a bunch of asked her a bunch of questions send her some pictures, and I brought up some old pictures of, I think that 2000, what's that one I sent you? I sent it to you.
I got them all.
2018 baseball reunion you guys.
Yeah, we took that picture at the Rawls.
There's that one. That's the way Gary sends pictures, and you can't get it turned around.
Turn it sideways.
No, when I do that.
Oh. There you go. See, that's the one I got.
That's at the Rawls.
That's at the Rawls. Okay. Now, is that Spud?
That's Stumpy.
Stumpy. Okay.
Yeah, that's Stumpy.
I knew it started with an S, but yeah, that's pretty close.
That's a good chance.
Pretty good.
All right. Hang on a second. Hang on. Put this. Put the headset on.
Okay.
We may have another surprise.
All right.
Let's see if we know who this guy is. Hey, welcome to the show. What do you want?
Well, I was just calling in to see if Ashby was really on there.
Hey, looky there. Now, there is a voice from the past.
Who is this?
Hey, Ronnie, I was just fixing to say, if you could have been like anybody on the team, I would have had your cockiness and Tommy's just humility and just what a wonderful human being Tommy McMillan
was. He was.
Without a doubt. But I'd like to have had your cockiness, though.
Well, you had my cockiness, but you just weren't the nicest guy.
That's right. I don't know what he's talking about, your cockiness.
Right.
Oh, man. I called Ronnie yesterday, and he was living.
You know what? We all got along over there.
Y'all did get along.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said Ronnie was. Ronnie, where are you at
now? He lives in a van down by the river.
Yeah, in South Carolina.
That's about right. That's probably far away from social media that we can get, so that's probably a good thing.
Okay, so, you know, Chance, you play with my oldest son, Tanner.
Yes, sir.
That one summer, your dad coached.
Yes.
And he moved to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. And so...
Tanner did.
We went over to visit him one Christmas, and it was like 74 degrees on Christmas Day. So we thought, man, this
that's
is
a good
nice.
Place to stay.
It was like, you know, it was like 25 in Lubbock, you know, the wind blowing 30 miles an hour, and it was like, you know, hey, well, you know, we can do this. And the next day, it was 73 degrees, we played golf.
Yeah.
Hey, did we tell everybody that this is Ronnie Mattson?
It's Ronnie Mattson, former Texas Tech
All-American shortstop, one of the if not the best shortstops in the history of Texas Tech.
I would agree.
Right. So. And I will say the cool thing about next year is that, you know, with all the district realignment in high school, we finally get to go back and play Monterey and Plainview because we hadn't been in the same district for years.
Really? Yeah.
And so it's us and then the Amarillo schools and the three ISD schools that are in 5A and Cooper, I think.
It's a
9-team district.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's going to be pretty
big
cool.
District.
So get to rekindle an old rivalry, I guess you'd say, between Monterey
and
Plainview.
And we need more wins, so we're proud y'all
are
coming.
Well, there you go. We'll see. My son's playing for it, so you better watch out.
I know it.
Is Chance coaching, or what are you doing?
He's coaching his 9 and 10 year old.
Well, I tell you, it's funny. It's I went to school to be a coach, and the Lord just kind of took me in a different path. So we farm out there in Plainview. Wife and I farm. Kelsey, we farm about 3,000 acres between Plainview and Olton.
3,000.
Uh huh.
That'll keep
and
you busy.
Wow.
It keeps us busy. But let me tell you, I don't miss a single athletic event, especially baseball. We've got three boys, Grayson, Cameron, and Lane, and I was actually coaching Lane, the little one.
Yeah.
And when you texted and called.
How old's the little one?
The little one is 8.
Okay, if you have one more, you can match the Mattsons.
Man, I tell you what, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. But, I don't coach per se.
Well, you're pretty well ingrained in that Plainview Scholastic and Interscholastic League. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get paid for it. So that would be the dividing factor. But I do, with the high school boys, you know, I implemented the FCA deal through Brian Klein.
Yeah.
And him and I become pretty good friends and steered me in the right direction but on a side note with Tony Bradford, you know, my boys are watching and listening right now, and And if there's one guy that I would like my boys to be like, it would be him, because he's got the whole idea of college sports.
Yeah,
you know, he's got it figured out.
He's got it figured out. I mean, because with the whole transfer portal and the NIL, you know, there's no loyalty anymore. And yeah. He's just got a good head on his shoulders, and he knows that once sports is over, you better have something that you're passionate about, because it doesn't last for very long.
Yeah, see, look at Ronnie. You end up in a van down by the river.
That's right, living where it's 75 degrees on Christmas Day.
No, we gotta talk about Tommy for a minute.
Okay? Let's do talk about Tommy.
Yeah.
And Gary brought it up about him being, you know, pretty humble, but he was a really nice guy, good ball player.
Yep.
It turned out he was a really good coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
What a nice guy. I mean, just you couldn't ask for a nicer guy to be around all the time. And of course, you know, he could throw a pretty good party too. You know, he had his dad fixed him and Ronnie up with his brother Ronnie up with a trailer out there. What's that trailer park out on 4th Street?
Is it even still there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was on 19th, but it's on 4th.
I think it was on 4th Street. Yeah.
I don't know.
We had a couple of pretty good parties over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think Tommy McMillan, I don't think, other than my brother-in-law's name, Tommy McMillan, I don't think.
I'm showing a picture right now, Ronnie, and Tommy sitting
together.
Take it
up there and show it to all our watchers. This looks like the girls' softball team. Well, it's Ronnie Mattson and Tommy McMillan.
You know. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because
back in the old days,
Dad used to tell me that old Cal Seegers, he was, you know, kind of like we are now. We're clean cut, and he said back in the day you had to put. You see that, Ronnie?
Ronnie can't see it. He's on the phone.
I can't see it, but my wife.
He knows what it looks like.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I've seen that picture before. I know.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Cal made everybody else get haircuts except me.
Well, Dad said that y'all used to put Vaseline on your hair and tuck it up underneath your cap, so Coach Seegers wouldn't see you.
I never had to do that. I just.
Yeah, there's Tommy. And Val Morin below him there.
Huh? And then Matt's
right below him's Val Morin, and right above him's Ronnie.
Yep.
Yeah, Val Morin.
You can't go that far.
There's Ronnie. Get a haircut.
I'm sure that's a good picture. You bet.
Well, I think the girls will probably find that fine.
You know, that was back in the 70s, Ash. We had some hair, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's just the way it was.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll tell you what. When I was a freshman, of course, I was competing against Tommy, and. I remember we were the last two that made it through that cut deal. We had to beat out about eight other shortstops. And I remember Johnny Owens was the coach that year. And he came over to me and goes, you know, Mattson, you got a chance to play this year if you go get a haircut. right after scrimmage, I went and got all my hair cut off. And, oh, man, it was like, oh, no. Yeah. Anyway, we ended up playing ball, and then, of course, Tommy, he started playing a lot of third base.
Yes, he did.
And you remember that one practice, Gary, where he was taking some ground balls at third, and of course, that field wasn't perfect like it is now.
Hardly.
Yeah. No. Anyway, he got a bad hop, and it hit him right in the teeth. Remember, and it knocked his two front teeth back?
Oh, God.
Yeah, knocked his tooth out.
Yeah, knocked his tooth out, and he went to the dentist, and they put it back in.
Yeah, yeah. He used to have a trick before they put it in permanently. That he had this little fake tooth that was hooked onto like a retainer.
Yeah,
and he'd sit there in the middle of church and just take it in. Of course, then I'd start to giggling, and then he'd slap me around because I was
laughing in church.
Giggling in church.
Are you Church of Christ?
No, I'm Baptist.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I've been listening.
We've been having all these Church of Christ people.
Right.
Good to have a Baptist people.
That's right.
Here with us.
But Ronnie wrote.
But, you know, he got his tooth knocked out, but the next day he was out there taking ground balls again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was tough.
He was tough, man. He loved baseball.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right. The field wasn't quite as pristine back then, was it?
No, it wasn't as perfect as they are nowadays, was it?
At all. Hey, a lot of our folks know Denise here in Lubbock. How's Denise?
She's fine.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thanks for that report.
She's doing very well. She works for the Beaufort County School District.
Okay, I figured she did.
Beaufort County.
Beaufort County.
Beaufort County. Yeah, it's a big county down there right on the coast.
Is that, are you close to the golf tournament that's going on right now at wherever it's going on?
A couple of miles away. You know, now and then they'll show the Calabogie Sound out there where all those boats are out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've actually gone over there and parked our boat right there and watched them play, come up the 18th fairway.
How about that? Hmm. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Oh, well, yeah, we're out there and ride around.
We're sort of planning a golf trip, and South Carolina is one of our thoughts. So if we do that, we're going to drag you over. You plan on coming back to Lubbock anytime soon?
Well, we were there the other day to see Denise's parents. Of course, we're over here in Shreveport right now. You remember Turner?
Yeah.
Little goo.
Did he reproduce?
Yeah, little baby girl. We're over here hanging
goo
out.
Reproduce.
Goo.
I thought that'd be against the law.
No, you got the cute little baby girl. So we're over here hanging out. We took a quick ride into Lubbock, and then we zipped back out. We stopped and saw Tyler, number three.
Abilene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you call us when you come to town?
I will when I get it. When we come to stay a little longer, I will call.
Okay.
All right, buddy. I hope so, Ronnie. Thank you for doing
this. It's good
today.
Talking to you, buddy. Well,
Ronnie, it's great to see you. Great to talk to you, man. I enjoy being around people that knew my dad.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
He
man.
Sure was.
All right, Ronnie Mattson, everybody.
Thanks for calling, Ronnie.
And tell Susan I said hey.
All right.
You've been listening to the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3. Catch the show live Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on Double T 97.3 FM or on the Double T 97.3 mobile app.